Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Trying to figure all this out, folks. I'm sorry. It's Friday. That's, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's Friday. And I'm, man, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you that now. I will say I've got some great things going on relative to India. We are going to be putting in well number 41 tonight. And earlier in the program today, I played an older interview that I did with my dear and since departed friend, Dr. Tom Barrett. And Dr. Barrett is now with the Lord. And we talked about Mueller, and I encouraged you to contact your congressman and your senator. It's a dark day in America. Yesterday, they decided to go ahead and not, by the way, not a jury of their peers. I don't have any peers in Washington, D.C. Amongst the D.C. populace. I don't have any peers there. I don't have anybody that I have very few people of any that I know that actually live in D.C. Now, I've got friends back in kind of in that part of the country, okay? I'm not saying that I don't. But for the most part, and if you even ask them, trying to find a jury that would be have some understanding of our biblical worldview, yeah, good luck with that. At any rate, they decided that the Proud Boys had committed seditious conspiracy. And so we talked about Robert Mueller. We read off out of the book, Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order, all of the things that he was involved in, Pan Am 103, Whitey Bulger, assisting Osama bin Laden and Saudis in getting out of America on 9/11, variety of things that Mueller was involved in, cover-ups that he did both with Bush 41 and with Bush 43 previously, long before he was given the fake Steele dossier. A document that 51 intelligence people said this is an indictable offense against the president. He should be impeached. Every single one of those individuals that signed that document should be charged with seditious conspiracy and treason. Every one of them. Because I guarantee you that there are connections between those individuals, the intelligence apparatus and the riots and the violence that took place in our country in the summer of 2020 leading up to President Trump's reelection. And I'll tell you this as well. They have been training individuals. They were starting the training in 2012. They came out, there was a member of Al Sharpton's National Action Network on television, live interview, with five Dallas police officers lying dead on the street. And he said, my only regret is that we didn't kill more. Live interview. Never faced a charge. Disappeared. The whole thing disappeared, but never like it never happened. They were in 50 cities in 2012 waiting, and if Obama hadn't been reelected, their orders were start killing people. Don, this is the evil that we're facing. This is the evil that we're facing, sir.
This is the evil and never forget that we were told that, that the communist movement can only exist as an atheist movement. Only that's the only way it can exist. There is no limit to what they will not do. And that's not hyperbole in the least. That is based on actual history of what communists do. Folks, these people are communists.
Right.
There's no question about it.
Right.
All you have to do is even take a little bit of time to read the Communist Manifesto. You don't even have to go into the writings, the other writings of Marx and Engels. You don't even have to go into the study of other communists. Just read the Communist Manifesto. And we're following that down right down the line. Marx told us we are right now, we are under the dictatorship of the proletariat. That is the time between the beginning of the transformation to communism and the end the final reaching of communism, which really nobody has ever defined. We're not quite sure what that means. Marx said that during this time period, you will have to use any and all types of efforts. You will have to use any and all types of means. He specifically stated that despotic means will be necessary. That's what we're facing. We are in the middle right now of the dictatorship of the proletariat, and that is where communist movement uses any and every force possible to continue that transformation. I am reading right now, I'm reading a review by Trotsky. Now, if you don't remember who Trotsky was, he became a Bolshevik with Lenin. He was the head of the Red Army. It was a brutal, brutal army. The civil war in Russia was every bit as horrendous as was the civil war in the United States. They used any and every means. And Trotsky was probably the smartest of all of them, certainly far, far, far smarter than Stalin. He's writing a review on what happened and under Stalin. And he points out that, number one, they lie. They use any and every number they can to manipulate what's really happening. And they will, he points out that they will go and that they will kill whom they need to, when they need to, and never have any questions. Folks, this is what we're facing. Always, when somebody asks you, what time period are we in right now? We are in the time period called the dictatorship of the proletariat. And people like Al Sharpton, people like Barack Obama, people like, well, Joe Biden, I don't know what Joe Biden knows, but people like Susan Rice, they are all advocates for this dictatorship of the proletariat. Mark my words, we are there, and unless the American people, and primarily the church, will change and understand what's going on, this great reset that we're in will continue.
It's crazy, and folks, I want to go back here for a second to help us to understand. President Trump was impeached for supposedly soliciting foreign interference in the 2020 U.S. presidential election, except that he didn't. The Russia was predicated on a phony steel dossier. And now, you know, they say, well, he brought over Volodymyr Zelensky in an effort to find out what was going on with Biden. Well, now we know there is, as of today, Epic Times is reporting FBI director subpoenaed after whistleblower reveals criminal scheme involving Joe Biden. And what was the criminal scheme involving Joe Biden? Well, it was involving documentation. Citing financial records and Biden's public comments, Republicans have for years alleged that Biden and members of his family were involved in shady deals with foreign nationals of Ukraine, China, and other countries. In late 2020, after a laptop that allegedly belonged to his son surfaced, a former Hunter Biden associate, Tony Bobulinski, alleged that Joe Biden was involved in a deal with a Chinese state energy company, and former President Donald Trump accused him of official corruption when he was vice president. They now have the whistleblowers' evidences to support criminal charges against Joe Biden from when he was the vice president of the United States. The evidence is there.
But it's been there. It's been there for how long now? People have known this.
Years.
Probably right when Trump was elected.
Yep.
The FBI knew it during that campaign. They were well aware of it. And this has been covered up, but this is what the dictatorship of the proletariat does. Remember, there is no mean that they cannot, will not, do not use. Every possible means they will use. These people will not be arrested unless there is a tremendous change within the next election. And the odds of that happening are slim to none, because the other thing they do is they know how they are experts at fixing elections. Anybody who even remotely believes that Joe Biden received 81 million votes is living in a different world.
Yeah.
There is no way he received 81 million legal votes. Yes, right. The vote counters had him at 81 million, but there were not, at least 30 million of those were manufactured during the physical vote count, or were manufactured just out of thin air by the machines. And as long as that prevails and we do not have any real change whatsoever, the Democrats, I don't know if it'll be Joe Biden or not. I don't know if they'll be able to keep him alive long enough, much like Wilson. I don't know if people remember, but Wilson, in his last couple of years in his office, his wife really ran the government. So we don't know whether Joe Biden will, but the odds of Trump or a Republican
are
slim to none.
Yeah, you mean Woodrow Wilson or but didn't the same thing happen with Roosevelt?
Well, yes. And Wilson and Roosevelt, yes.
I mean, you know, Roosevelt was incapacitated, yeah. and Eleanor, I believe, ended up essentially running the administration. She
was as left wing as there was.
Yeah. Yeah,
we are in very, 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 very dangerous times, and we still have a number of people in the United States who claim to be conservative, who claim to be for freedom for freedom in our country, and yet they turn their back. We put our head in the sand and we say, "Oh no, this cannot happen in the United States." Not only can it happen, it is happening.
It's happening
right now.
Hang on.
And it's in the church.
Let's get into that when we get back. We'll talk about that coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Don Jan's my guest. We'll be back right after this brief break.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Don Janz. And Don, we're talking about, you know, I'm glad that you brought up, you know, the church situation, because, you know, that's a really big deal that mm-hmm. the church has compromised. Let me see if I can bring this one up.
And this is going to be a video a lot of people ain't going to like. I don't care, because I'm going to stand for the word of God no matter what, right? Let me tell you something. You pastors, women and men of God who claim that God is telling you to affirm homosexuality, you're out of order. Let me tell you something. As a woman who lived her life from 17 to 24 as a lesbian, I'm 25 now. God saved me last year and delivered me, right? When he gave me 1 Corinthians 6 and 9 through 11, which lists all the people who would not make it into heaven, liars, fornicators, people who have sex outside of marriage, homosexuals, people who practice homosexuality, amongst so many other people who would not make it into heaven. And then Romans 1 just sums it all up. Let me tell you something. God is not going to change. We change. God never did. And one thing about it, you can't make God's word fit your lifestyle. Just say that you love your sin or you love what you're doing more than you want to change and do what God is asking you to do. Just say that. But what you're not going to do is sit here and say that God told you something like that when he doesn't go back on his word. God is the same yesterday, today, forevermore. You think I wanted to hear that I had to give up my old life? When I came to him and he started calling on me and telling me what it really was, the truth, there was no denying that. God does not change. We change. But you can't change his word. You can't change his word. So y'all are out of order. That voice that you hear is not the voice of God. That's a demonic voice. All right, y'all.
I thought that kind of set it up pretty good, Don, for for the conversation we're talking about here. You know, God's not going to contradict himself and suddenly call evil good and good evil.
No, he's not. Now, I want to make a comment on that lady. I didn't know who she was, but that's a Christian. She was just saved, what, about a year ago?
Uh-huh.
And her understanding of the scripture is incredible in that short amount of time. There are people who have been in the church for their whole life that don't have that understanding, that believe they have to be so forgiving of everything. Well, I understand we can't and we don't forgive personally, but God does the forgiving. And God does not change, and they have to understand that what he says, he means. He does. God does not use words just to hear himself talk.
Right.
And I was amazed. I was really, really, really amazed with her thorough understanding. We have woke churches. Woke churches are a total abomination. And we know what God has told us about those who lead his people astray. And where these churches are bringing people into their congregations and they're teaching them that, oh, no, it's okay. It's just a matter of choice for guys to wear women's clothing. It's just a matter of choice to with whom you want to love, and we have to support everybody. Yes, we have to try and bring them to Christ, but if they come to Christ, God tells us they must change their lifestyle, just like this lady knew, or just like this lady did. And Pastor Greg, I try to find churches that preach the Bible on the West Coast, and it's virtually impossible.
It's insane. It's ridiculous. Here's another gal that hits it with some pretty strong scriptures. Check this out.
Do we say no more to the lies and delusions? They crave the dominance of your mind over reality. It's no longer enough for them to be delusional. You must buy into their delusions, or else you are labeled phobic, a prude, disgusting. They say truth is dependent on the person or the majority, but I am here to tell you that there is an absolute truth, and this truth exists outside of the mind of the individual, and that truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You don't have to conform to the mindset of this perverse world. For a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Cling to Jesus. Pick up your weapon, which is the word of God. Buckle down and get ready, because it is time to fight some demons. I'm not a female. I'm a male. I'm not black. I'm white. I'm not a human. I'm a hippopotamus. I'm not 20. I'm 8. I'm not skinny. I'm fat. 2 + 2 = 5. When is enough enough? When do we say no more to the lies and delusions? They crave the dominance of your mind over reality. It's no longer enough for them to be delusional. You must buy into their delusions, or else you are labeled phobic, a prude, disgusting. They say truth is dependent on the person or the majority, but I am here to tell you that there is an absolute truth, and this truth exists outside of the mind of the individual, and that truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You don't have to conform to the mindset of this perverse world. For a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Cling to Jesus. Pick up your weapon, which is the word of God. Buckle down and get ready, because it is time to fight some demons.
Amen.
What we know, what we've been told, is that a community must be an atheist community. You've heard why right now. Because under atheism, secularism reigns, idolatry reigns,
yep,
and the destruction of the family becomes essential. All of these are totally contrary to the word of God. So everything that the Bible tells us is contrary to what our nation is trying to bring to its people today. They are telling us that good is evil, that evil is good. They are telling us that perversions are normal and natural, and that we, as a good citizen, are not only obligated to protect those perversions, but we must now promote those perversions. This is totally contrary to the Word of God. Atheism is essential to communism. Our nation is going communistic, and that's why there is this attack on the Bible. And not only have the communists captured at least one political party, they've also captured many churches in America today.
There's absolutely no question. And scripture is very clear about it. And the reason that this is so critically important is that if we don't grasp this, we have no foundation. We don't have a place for our liberties. We don't have a place that our freedom comes from. Because our liberty and our freedom and the foundational principles and the reason why America is America is because it was granted its rights, its freedoms, and its liberties by God. But it is an example, ladies and gentlemen, it is an example of what Christendom is look like. It is a manifestation, just like God manifested in Israel when he called Israel and he said, this is how you're going to live your lives. This is how you're going to behave. This is how you're going to act. Well, he said the same thing, and our founding fathers understood this. Here's another one. This is a pastor that's addressing this issue, and he begins by saying, there are those that say that Jesus did not address this issue. That's one mm-hmm. of the arguments that they make. Well, Jesus didn't actually talk about this, and so check this out.
Homosexuality, and I would just have to disagree with you, because in Mark chapter 10, verses 6 and 7, he says, but at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. What is Jesus saying? Well, he's saying the way that God created the world at the beginning was not a mistake. That a man is a man, a woman is a woman, that is truth. I think Jesus would say to Caitlyn Jenner, Caitlyn, I made you a male on purpose and for a purpose. Well, if I'm made in your image, why do I have this agonizing desire that you say is against your plan? We are all born with a propensity or a bend towards sin. For some, that may look like a bend towards alcoholism. For others, it may look like a bend towards tempers. For another, it may look like a bend towards same-sex attraction. For another, it may look like gender dysphoria. The propensities may be different, but the response from the gospel is still the same. I am to reject things that are not of God's will and God's plan for my life and pick up God's will and his plan. Some say Jesus didn't directly address transgenderism.
That's the issue. We have bent truth in an effort to make truth fit our narrative. And that's not how truth works. Barna's research indicated, even amongst those claiming to be, and I'm using air quotes here, Christian, that the majority do not believe in what's referred to as absolute truth, meaning they don't believe in the authority of Scripture. And that's one of the arguments that gets thrown back is, well, you know, the Bible was written by a bunch of guys, and we don't, and no, the Word of God is inspired, 40 authors over 1500 years. And Jordan Peterson, who you know, however you feel about Jordan Peterson, but he's a guy who's recently come to faith, pretty smart guy, and he expresses in his research that he found 65,000 cross references going across the different books of Scripture from Old Testament to New Testament, all supporting one another. That's called exegesis, folks. And that's called biblical exegesis, which is using the Scriptures to prove the Scriptures, using the Bible to prove itself. And the Bible does prove itself, Don.
Time after time after time after time after time. And we can also relate what the Bible said, what God said years ago, and relate it to today's life. We forget two things. We forget that God is the creator. God created us. This evolution stuff is nonsense. It's also totally impractical. God created us. We are created in his image. He knows us thoroughly. And if we study and we look, human nature has not changed. Our way of communications has changed. It's much quicker. Our way of transportation has changed. It's much quicker. But human nature has not changed. We are all sinners. And the only way that we can overcome that sin and enter heaven is through the blood of Christ. The other thing that these people tell us, well, Jesus didn't say this. Jesus contradicted what God said. Let's never forget what John, the first chapter of John says. In the beginning was the Word. Who is the Word? Where is Jesus? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus does not contradict himself. He is God. He is a part of the Godhead. He was there at creation. He was, and he will be there throughout eternity. Let's not try and minimize who Jesus is or who Jesus was.
Amen. We got to jump. Chaps is standing by waiting on me. I should have been over to him a few minutes ago. My apologies. Folks, we'll be right back with Gordon Chaplin, Chaps Klingenschmidt, coming up right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. And let's see. Let me get that there. I'm lined out there.
So up next, we have Clan Slate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, it's my sincere pleasure to welcome. He joins us here on the program on a monthly basis, and he has Pray in Jesus' Name is the name of his program. He was one of the very early victims of the persecution for your faith, and stood strong. He's also a former member of Colorado State House of Representatives, and I want to welcome to the program Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Chaps, welcome. Good to have you.
Hello. God bless you in Jesus' name. Good morning, Pastor Greg. We're here in sunny Colorado Springs, and God is good, and unfortunately, that persecution is still going on. I just returned from 2 weeks in India. I had been there for a month in October. I was there for a little over a week in April now. And here I am back in Colorado Springs. But there's a lot of persecution happening in India, including my friends in Manipur. This is a district in the Northeast that is probably 90% Christian. It's like Kerala. It's one of the Christian states. I think there's really only three or four out of 30 states that are majority Christian. And now the tribal people are coming out of the woodwork, and they have burned 44 churches to the ground. They're also burning pastors' homes and church staff homes. People have been killed. People have been injured. And there are anti-Christian riots happening in Northeast India.
There's so much that's taking place there. I got a message. I was telling you, hang on, let me see where that message is at. The Times of Israel, Benai Menashe community member killed, two synagogues were torched in Northeast India, violence as well. And when you go to that article, Foreign Ministry says Israel watching events closely. This is in Manipur. So members of a small group tracing their heritage of the ancient Israelites and seeking to move to Israel found themselves caught up in violent ethnic clashes in Northeastern India. Now, they are, by the way, they are not claiming that this is anti-Semitism at all. It doesn't have to do with anti-Semitism, but that there are apparently two different groups. And hang on a minute. I'll give you the names. So one is called Meitei, M-E-I-T-E-I. That's one group. And then the other group is called the Kukis. I don't know. I may be pronouncing it, but Kukis, K-U-K-I-S. And they're both claiming to be Christian, but they are tribally fighting one another and attacking each other's groups. So they are essentially elevating their tribal belief system, obviously, chaps, above Christianity.
Well, if they were real Christians, they would lay down their arms and love their neighbor. But for Christians or let's say fake Christians to use violence against other Christians, it's probably hasn't been done since the Middle Ages in Western Europe. I mean, when have we seen? I don't believe that report at all. I think these are tribal Hindus. I think they are Antichrist. The fact that they're attacking synagogues means that they don't understand the roots of Christianity, and they maybe are confusing the Jewish synagogue with the Christian church. So they don't have any basis for the Bible itself is New Testament Christian and Old Testament Jewish. They must hate the Bible. If they hate God's people of the New Testament, the churches they're burning, 44 of those, and they hate the God's people of the Old Testament, the Jews, the selected descendants of Abraham, where they're burning two synagogues and killing one of the synagogue leaders there, one of the rabbis. We're still waiting for the body count among our friends, because I have been to Manipur. I have preached there. I gave lectures in seminary there, and there's a great revival that's been happening for the last 100 years, really, since the headhunter tribes were first evangelized by a Canadian evangelist over 100 years ago. And one of those early converts is a man that I met. He passed away recently, Rochunga Pudayati, P-U-D-A-I-T-E. Rochunga Pudayati was the son of a headhunter, and his grandfather heard the gospel, and they heard about a book. They had a book that was given to them in English. The problem is they were illiterate. They had no alphabet of their own. They knew something was important in the book that was given to them by the Canadian missionary. And so they sent this child to walk he was 8 years old, and he walked over 7 days up and down mountains to find civilization so somebody could explain this book to the family. Well, eventually that child not only became a Christian, but became a Bible translator and translated the Bible into the headhunter language and brought the gospel back. And now all of the state, it's like as big as Indiana, right? Manipur is almost 90% Christian, and many of the tribal headhunters now have come to faith, and they've become evangelists for the gospel. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Maitai or the Kukis tribes had some influence of Christianity, but clearly they're not saved and following Jesus, or they wouldn't be slaughtering their neighbors.
Well, and so First Post is reporting that the Maitai community, which is attacking, and the this Jewish group, the Brahmanashi, are assimilated in. They are a part of the Kuki, the Kuki community, which is predominantly Christian. The Maitai community, according to this report, is predominantly Hindu, as you suggested, chaps, and so the battle, this whole battle situation, has to do, apparently, under Indian law, members of these tribes. So the issue is, according to this report, the Maitai ethnic community is scheduled to be included under the government's scheduled tribe category. Under Indian law, members of such tribes are given reserve quotas for government jobs, college admissions as a form of affirmative action to address structural inequality and discrimination. There is apparently some concern amongst the Maitai, I'm guessing, that the Kuki, who are predominantly Christian, are going to also be assimilated in and given these privileges. And as we know, because of the Hindu nationalist movement, the Hindus would not want the Christians to receive these government benefits.
Well, that gets back to the old caste system. We're all aware of the five castes, the Brahmins at the top, the untouchables at the bottom. Yep. But there's actually a sixth caste, which is the tribals. And these are, you know, for lack of a better word, 100 years ago, they would have literally been jungle people. Some of them still are. But they don't speak Hindi. They don't speak English. They don't even speak their state tribal tongue. In Manipur, I think it's the Kui language. But they are beyond the government's reach a lot of times. And because they're headhunters or even, you know, hunter-gatherer tribes who live in the jungles, the government is trying to reach them, sometimes against their wishes. The Christians are trying to evangelize them, obviously sometimes against their wishes. But now when the government steps in with a government program and says, okay, all the tribals are recognized for affirmative action. They have, you know, government access and preferential treatment. That includes almost all of the Christians in India, because what happens when a Hindu converts to Christianity is he's rejected by his family. He's rejected by his tribe. He's rejected by his Hindu friends. And he's a lot of times rejected by the government. And so the Christians, they leave their original caste. Maybe they were Dalits or untouchables. Now they're part of the sixth caste, which is Christian. The Christians are treated like tribals. So if there's a program for tribals, there ought to be a program for Christians. Christians should be admitted to the government. They should be allowed to have equal access to send their children to college. Many of the children we're sponsoring, and our ministry feeds almost 1,000 orphans and children every day in Orissa, where there was a genocide just like this back in 2008. But a lot of those children, we are now helping to enroll in government schools so they can get a college education, because the Hindu schools do not admit the Christians. But if we help the Christians and facilitate with their simple application fees and enrollment fees, they can go to community college, not a full university, really. And get the skills training so Christians can have jobs. We're building a vocational trade school. We just bought 2.5 acres of land there. We're going to build a school for auto mechanics and engineers and construction workers, carpenters, electricians, certified nursing assistants, tailoring. We're going to build that trade school with Christian teachers that'll be open to the community, but it will benefit a lot of these persecuted families. We are serving the daughters of dead pastors in India, and now we're going to have to pick up the slack in Manipur as well.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing up in Punjab. It's the same battle that's being waged up there. Our predominant issue is with Sikh, although you know the Hindu part is there, but the Sikh are the majority in that particular area. And we're battling the same thing, and that's the reason why we started the sewing schools for widows. We're, you know, going out into the communities every single week. As a matter of fact, we did an outreach yesterday. Again, we do an outreach every week, chaps. And yesterday we had let me see here. I've got the numbers. We had 34 people accepted Jesus Christ, and 29 people received, gave testimony of the Lord doing a healing work in their lives. And that was in spite of the fact that we actually went dark electrically because of a thunder and lightning storm that hit.
Wow. Well, that's a great work. I see you on Facebook or one of your social media platforms where you're preaching and they're all watching the television screen. You're here in Texas or wherever you live, and they're over there in India, and they're all paying attention to this big white American on their television screen. And you are able to teach them about the Bible, teach them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I was able to help. I know You've been digging wells over there to give Christians independence and access to water.
Yep.
Well, that just makes the Sikhs mad. It makes them, because now they no longer control the Christians as slaves, so they have to persecute them sometimes with sword and sometimes with government help. The police there, especially in the northern states, there's like 10 out of 30 India states that are passing anti-conversion laws.
Yeah.
And these laws basically say it's illegal to preach the gospel, or it's illegal to help somebody else voluntarily convert to Christianity. Well, that's just anti-Jesus. It's anti-freedom. It's anti-liberty. And it's hatred of Christians. And we're not going to tolerate that. We're going to stand up. Alliance Defending Freedom is standing up for religious freedom. They have a big social activism conference coming up in I think, June or July. I'm curious about that. I've been invited to go speak, but I haven't committed to it yet. I just think there is so much opportunity in India.
Yes.
To fight back against the Nazis who are behind some of the government officials in some of the northern states. And I don't use that term lightly, that they are so Hindu nationalist that they are killing Christians and Jews. And now we see it happening in Manipur.
Yeah, no, there's real issues that are happening. We have faced that persecution. On the other hand, we also have gained some tremendous favor with individuals within both the Hindu and the Sikh community. And a lot of that has had to do with, you know, when the power of God has shown up in our meetings. As a matter of fact, Pastor Samuel was saying that there were Sikh people that attended the meeting, and they were just moved by, and as you mentioned, you know, we put my testimony up on screen. And we show them the video of the accident that I was in, and what God did, and how God has healed and moved in my life. And when they see that, the preponderance of the evidence, it touches their hearts, and we are seeing them make a commitment to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And chaps, you know, just as we're watching that transformation take place there and the impact that it's happening, it's the same thing we need right here in our own country. I mean, the only way that we turn America back around is the same way we turn India, and that is for people to be set free from sin and death and from all of the things that are associated with that, and the only way that happens is a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen. I saw a movie that everyone needs to find. It's called Come Out in Jesus' Name.
Mm.
It's all about the deliverance ministry that's happening in a mega church in Tennessee. Used to be a small neighborhood church, but when they started practicing exorcism, people began driving for miles to receive Jesus Christ. And now they have a 1,200-person tent, and they have nightly meetings, and they're casting out demons, and there's a great revival happening in Tennessee. Find the movie Come Out in Jesus' Name if you can. I know, Pastor, we just have 2 minutes left. I wonder if I can lead our audience in a word of prayer.
Please.
Okay, let us pray. Father in heaven, we ask your blessing in Jesus' name upon the people of India, upon the people of Manipur, particularly the persecuted churches and the pastors there who have been killed. Now there are injured Christians. There are people fleeing to the military bases. There are 44 churches that are burned, and many houses, and many staff members. Father, you see what is happening. We pray that the anti-Christian violence will cease.
Yes.
We rebuke the demon of rioting and violence, and we command that it cease and desist, that it be at peace, that the people repent, that they stop their violence, and that they ask for forgiveness. Yes. And Jesus, the Christians there are ready to forgive.
Yes.
And Father, we pray that as the mercy of Christ is poured out even on the tribals, even on the Hindus who hate Christians, who hate Jews, who are destroying us, Father, we pray that they come to faith in Jesus Christ, and the revival spreads even further, that what the devil tried to stamp out in one area will spread like wildfire everywhere else, and the gospel will prevail. Yes. In Jesus' name, in India, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And we're out of time. Perfect. Chaps, thank you so much. Don't forget, folks, find Chaps at PrayInJesusName.org. PrayInJesusName.org. You can follow him there, and he'll be back with us again in June. Thank you so much, Chaps. I greatly appreciate it. God bless you, sir. Folks, God bless you. Have a great weekend. Get plugged into a church near you. It is, I can't tell you how important it is, how critically important it is for you to be plugged in to a body of believers. God bless you and have a great rest of your day. Enjoy Texas Fully Loaded coming up right here on TECN TV.